Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and I am excited to be back this week and talking about a very different topic. It is still going to weave in gut health. It's still going to weave in genetics. It's still going to keep everything kind of in perspective, but it's a topic I have not ever discussed, and I am excited to share this with you because I feel like I get a lot of patients who have symptoms of bloating. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the link between histamine and bloating. So let's get started. I do want to preface this though, before we dig in, as we get into it, you're going to see that food is related. So there are histamine foods. And whenever you do an elimination diet, you really do need to work with a registered dietitian who is skilled in removing these foods, because you have to understand how long to do it. You have to understand when to introduce them back in, what other supplements you can use to kind of help support you. So it's totally fine to remove the foods, but it is best to work with a professional so that you can do it correctly and not mess anything else up. Elimination diets are not to be permanent and on for life. They are to be utilized to kind of give your body a break and kind of get things healed so that you can feel better. And then we learn what dose you can utilize on a regular basis without having symptoms. So that's just my little caveat that you might want to work with a professional before you go eliminating a bunch of foods from your diet. So, what is histamine? Histamine is really just a biochemical released by the immune system. It's actually released by our mast cells. And really, it is considered a neurotransmitter. And think of the neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine, those happy reward hormones that we've talked about before. But this neurotransmitter is associated with allergic reactions. So our body needs this. It is needed for proper immune function. Without it, our body would not react well or wouldn't know what to do with all the histamine that we are exposed to in our life. So if we have too much, or our body does not have the ability to clear it, to clear the excess histamine, then we're going to have symptoms. So what does that look like? Signs and symptoms of kind of like a histamine overload would be headaches or migraines, abdominal pain, bloating, difficulty falling asleep or insomnia, difficulty regulating body temperature. So you might be sweating 1 minute and then you're cold the next minute. Anxiety, nausea, vomiting, flushing. So you get like red cheeks or your face gets red or your skin gets red. Congestion and sneezing, kind of those allergic type symptoms. An abnormal menstrual cycle. Hives, fatigue, tissue swelling. So like your eyes swell or your face swells, or like if you're having hives, you're going to be swelling in other places. Increased blood pressure, dizziness, increased heart rate, and skin rashes. Those are all signs that your body kind of has passed its threshold. We are all different in our ability to process and kind of modulate histamine. We have this picture of a bucket, and that kind of shows you with an overflowing bucket, you may have some symptoms that we just discussed, all these symptoms, randomly. So one day you do, one day you don't. And think about it as it's kind of dose dependent. Maybe you were exposed to lots of histamine things. Maybe something changed with your menstrual cycle that, you know, kind of altered that level or your ability to clear it. Then also maybe even some gut imbalances will be driving it. So let's dig into that. But first I want to share a study that from 2019, Journal of Intestinal Research. And it shows that those with histamine intolerance, the most common digestive symptom is bloating. So if you are having digestive issues with your histamine overload, it could be bloating. We also talked about abdominal pain. And I will say they do find that histamine symptoms kind of rotate, and they don't stay the same all the time. So it's not like you're always going to have the same symptoms. So it makes it complicated to even pinpoint or identify histamine as an issue. Usually what they find is most people have more, at least three or more than three symptoms. So all those symptoms we talked about, bloating included, you're probably going to have a couple more to go with that. So it's not going to be just bloating. It's going to be bloating and anxiety and fatigue or headaches or any combination. But bloating is a very common digestive symptom that people experience. So it really all comes down to your personal threshold or your ability, your body's ability to manage it. So how do we get too much? How does somebody get a histamine overload? Because we've identified that our body has to have it. It's necessary for proper immune function. So what happens when genetically you don't do well, you don't have the right genetics to clear excess histamine? So the genetics that are the ones that can contribute to you struggling with too much histamine is the DAO, which is the diamine oxidase, or the HNMT, which is a histamine methyltransferase. Both of these, DAO and HNMT, both naturally break down histamine. So if you have a genetic SNP that you don't do that very well, or you don't have an abundance of that, then guess what? You could easily get an abundance of histamine or an overload or an overflowing bucket of histamine that can cause all these symptoms. And it can be early on, very early, that you can be experiencing that. Another thing is hormone imbalance. So here's kind of the cycle that you can get stuck in. Excess estrogen becomes an issue when it is just too high consistently, and our body kind of perpetuates it. So estrogen stimulates mast cells to release histamine and also to downregulate the DAO gene to help clear it. So estrogen will do that. Well, what happens if your estrogen just keeps getting higher? You kind of get stuck in this cycle of estrogen, histamine, estrogen, histamine, estrogen, histamine. You just keep getting in that cycle if you don't resolve that high estrogen. So it kind of adds to that. In addition to this estrogen stimulating histamine and, you know, downregulating the DAO, it also stimulates your ovaries to make the estrogen. So that's where, you know, you have the estrogen makes histamine, your ovaries are now producing more estrogen, and you just get that cycle going. So hormone balance is key to making sure that you have less signs and symptoms. So if you are struggling with bloating or other symptoms that we discussed, then you might want to think about your hormone balance as well, contributing to that. The next one is a gut imbalance. So what this really is, our gut is where most of the DAO and histamine is produced. So what happens if your gut really has an imbalance, or it has, you know, it's inflamed or has lots of problems. Think of things like IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, SIBO, or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. Actually, the bacteria in SIBO can produce more histamine. So you throw your gut into this and they can just be adding to this problem, making lots and lots of histamine, causing you lots and lots of symptoms. Inflammatory bowel disease, all of those will increase histamine and cause you more symptoms and problems that you can't seem to fix. And also food. There's food that is actually high in histamine. You can think of aged food. So that would be cheese and meats. Think of cured or canned foods. So that would be things like deli meat or tuna. So any of the cheese that's been aged are going to be problematic. Avocado, bananas, dried fruit, nuts, lemon, pineapple, yeast, and that can be in bread or used in a pizza crust or any time yeast is used. Also think about wine. It's used in wine. And then also the last one is fermented food. So those are things like yogurt, wine, beer, soy sauce, sauerkraut. All of those foods have histamine. So let's say genetically you do not have the ability to clear with your DAO or your HNMT genetic SNPs, you don't clear histamine well already. That's already a problem. So if you don't know that, get a genetic test, find out if that is an issue, and then you'll know when you start having these random symptoms like I discussed, you're going to know that this is my histamine, I'm getting too much, I'm over my threshold, and I need to back down. So having that information is so valuable and allows you to make informed decisions and reevaluate what you're doing and quickly make a change and get it back into control. So you have the food, the gut imbalances, the hormone, your genetics, all of those. And you may have all of these problems. You genetically may not clear it well. You might have some estrogen dominance or excess estrogen that your body is dealing with. And that makes it harder for you to tolerate some of those histamine foods. Maybe you're dealing with SIBO and it's producing lots and lots more histamine. So it really just gets your whole system out of whack. So it interferes with your sleep. It interferes with your food, your mealtime, your digestion, and how you feel. And it just really makes you feel pretty awful. So if you are struggling with bloating, I do want you to think about something completely out of the box and something that could really make a huge impact on getting the bloating under control. And I would highly encourage you to work with someone that can help you walk through this and really identify where it is that is the missing link or the weak link in your story of why you're having bloating. So I really hope that helps and it gives you some different perspective and something maybe you've never even heard of as a cause of some of your digestive problems. So stay tuned for our next episode. See you soon. Bye-bye.